Here it is already. It's the beginning of Holy Week. Today's readings give us a big picture of the events we commemorate all week. But today, let's think about what these readings say to us right now in 2024. This Holy Week, we walk with Jesus in a unique way. Two of our most beloved elders, two of the very best of St. Stephen's, have passed away. We will celebrate Joe Muller's life at his funeral tomorrow, and we'll honor Rudy Eberhardt's life in the days and weeks ahead. Both of these beautiful, holy men help us understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Both were dedicated to Christian life, and both understood in their own way what it meant to take up their crosses and follow Jesus wherever he led them. Let's take a look at today's readings together to see how they speak to us and how the legacy of Joe and Rudy's lives can help us find meaning in these days of Holy Week. Hosanna to our King. We heard those words in that first gospel from Mark at the beginning of today's worship. Jesus came into Jerusalem with the hero's welcome. His followers waved palm branches and took off their cloaks and put the palm branches down on the ground to soften his path. They were honoring the man who taught them, who healed them, who fed them with bread. But some of those people had unrealistic expectations of Jesus. They believed Jesus would restore them to their status as God's chosen people with a powerful king, maybe David, maybe Solomon. Jesus was not like those kings. What kind of king was he? As we heard in our first reading from Isaiah, the king, God's servant, would suffer greatly at the hands of those who didn't understand him. Instead of describing a powerful earthly king, Isaiah portrayed a suffering servant king who relied completely on God to be vindicated. But even though the servant would suffer, God promised, God acted, and all things were made well because of God. Hosanna to our King. Paul's letter to the Philippians gives us another clue about the kind of king Jesus is. Paul taught clearly that Jesus was king, the Son of God, but Jesus would never seek the comforts or the privileges of a human king. If you read the verses just before today's reading, Paul told the Philippians about the kind of king Jesus was and what we must do to follow. Do nothing, Paul says, from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. That's Paul's quote. Jesus, the King, lived like that. He did not take advantage of his status or power. Instead, he became as humble as a slave. A slave was the lowliest servant who didn't work for pay, but who served because he had been captured or conquered. That is who we are called to imitate. And then Paul makes this amazing claim. God raised up Jesus precisely because he was humble. We, his followers, must also be humble servants rather than power seekers. Hosanna to our King. Is that the first thing that comes to mind when you heard Mark's passion account, which from start to finish emphasized Jesus' suffering? Today, we participated in that passion account, taking on the roles of people from the first Good Friday. Members of this congregation accused Jesus, denied him, condemned him, and called out for his crucifixion. How does that make you feel today? How does it make me feel? If you placed yourself in the crowd 2,000 years ago, how would you react? Would you keep quiet, trying not to join in? Would you yell, "Crucify him," as loud as the rest? When I pray with this scripture, as much as I hope I'd stand by Jesus in his time of suffering, I wonder if I'd be too afraid to do so, or that I might go along with the crowd rather than do something that could lead to my arrest or maybe even my death. Where would you be? Those are our texts. What will we do with them? I think Holy Week calls us to pray with these readings each day and remember and reflect on the gift that Jesus gave us. He could have been a mighty earthly king. Instead, he was a humble servant who calls us to imitate him. And he gave his life for us. That's the message of the readings this Holy Week. And this year, we also remember with love and admiration two great men, Joe and Rudy. They believe that just as Jesus conquered death, so will we. They believe that they will live forever in the embrace of God's abundant love. Today, we affirm our belief that Joe and Rudy are with Jesus in heaven, and that this year they will celebrate Easter, life to the fullest, together. Greg and I were talking about this yesterday. It'll be quite a coffee hour in heaven. Joe and Rudy and all the people from St. Stephen's and all the loved ones of their families that have gone before them. We leave worship today with a simple, quiet refrain. So this week, let's spend some time in quiet prayer, walking the road to Calvary with Jesus. We follow in the footsteps of two great men who finished their journey of love and faith. Let us be thankful for them this day and joyful for them in the midst of our grief. Amen.